rolling. The spirit of Christmas. What is Christmas spirit? What is Christmas spirit? We hear about it.
You have the Christmas spirit? Well, I'm not in the Christmas spirit yet.
You heard stuff like that? Christmas spirit? Say. Let's look at it. What is Christmas spirit? People have written about it through the centuries. And probably, other than the Scripture, the best-known book on Christmas spirit is A Christmas Carol, written by Charles Dickens. You know that book, A Christmas Carol? Or you've seen a movie about, you know, Scrooge? You've seen that? Say. Well, let's look at it real quick. Not going to preach this, but just want you to see it real quick. Dickens divides his book into five chapters called staves or stanzas or songs, in keeping the title of the whole book. So it moves through. When you watch this or read this book or watch the movie, the tale begins on Christmas Eve in the early 1840s, exactly 7 years after the death of Ebenezer Scrooge's business partner, Jacob Marley. Y'all with me so far? Now don't think we're just going to talk about this. We ain't. Scrooge is established within the first stave as a greedy, stingy businessman. There's no place in his life for kindness, compassion, and charity, benevolence. He has nothing to do with it. After being warned by Marley's ghost to change his ways, lest he undergo the same miserable afterlife as he had, Scrooge is visited by three additional spirits. Sort of sounds like the rich man and Lazarus in a way, you know, in the Bible. Amen. Come on. The first of the spirits, the ghost of Christmas past, takes Scrooge to the scenes of his boyhood and youth, which stir the old miser's gentle side, reminding him of a time when he was more innocent. The second stanza of the song or the book, the second spirit, the ghost of Christmas present, takes Scrooge to several radically different scenes, a joy-filled market of people buying the makings of Christmas dinner, the family feast of Scrooge's near-impoverished clerk, because he doesn't pay him enough. You know that guy, right? Bob Cratchit. A miner's cottage and a lighthouse, among other sights, in order to evoke from the miser the sense of responsibility for his what? Fellow man. The third spirit, the ghost of Christmas yet to come, harrows Scrooge with dire visions of the future if he does not learn and act upon what he has witnessed. Scrooge's own neglected and unattended grave, say that, unattended grave, is revealed, prompting the miser to change his ways in the hope of changing these shadows of what might be. Now, in the fifth and final stage, the last part, Scrooge awakens Christmas morning with what? With joy and love in his heart. This man who was so greedy and stingy, he awakes with joy and love in his heart. Then he spends a day with his nephew's family, after anonymously sending a prize turkey to the Cratchit home for Christmas dinner. Scrooge has become a different man overnight. Would you say that with me? Scrooge has become a different man overnight. He now treats his fellow man with kindness. What is Christmas spirit? He treats his man with kindness, generosity, compassion, and he gained a reputation as a man who embodies the what? The spirit of Christmas. So people have written about it. People still write about it. People make movies about it. I love watching Christmas movies, especially now that I have two little children again. Here the old man sitting there around the TV watching Christmas and, you know, Frosty the Snowman and just whatever it is. Just different, fun, beautiful, heartfelt stories. Where does all that come from? What is Christmas spirit? Now, stay with me. You ask 10 people what Christmas spirit is, and you'll probably get 10 completely different answers. We could prove it this morning, but we ain't got time. Something is certain, though, about Christmas spirit. And just me talking and also me reading some. Whatever it is, it seems to make people, Christmas spirit seems to make people more friendly, more kind, more generous, more joyful, more uplifting, more peaceful, more what? Spiritual. I didn't know if to put the word religious or spiritual or something, but something happens. People don't go to church all year. Well, I got to go to that now. Yeah, I'll go to the Christmas Eve thing. Yeah, I'll show. What happens? More what? Selfless. People start thinking of giving things for others and doing for others instead of themselves. How does all that happen? much what? Don't you wish Christmas, the spirit of Christmas, the people, the kindness that you see, the hello, instead of Merry Christmas, it would just be, hey, how are you doing? Wouldn't it be nice? Say. See, that's how I want us to be all your church, loving Jesus Christ and loving people. Hugging necks, not just at Christmas time, but all year long. Amen. You hearing me? Christmas spirit. People, it seems to make people much what? Just happen. Now, I know not everybody, but I would say way, percentages way up there that people are all that because of Christmas spirit. What is it that does this? Well, I'm going to tell you something right now. You can't pull this off by starting something years ago, dressing a fella in a big suit. Okay? Oh, we'll give him some sleighing reindeer and they can fly around. I'm going to tell you something right now. That might last for a couple of years. You can't pull this off with that, and you can't pull this off by saying happy holidays. Did you hear me say? You listening or not? Say. Change the world. Change the way people think. Turn them more friendly and nice. Do all these things because we came up with happy holidays. That dog ain't going to hunt in the South, I'm telling you. You hear me say? Something is about Christmas spirit. I'm going to talk in next week as well, but also the second service today. You might want to stay. Wikipedia says, when you go on your computer, it's a general feeling of emotional goodness. That's what Christmas spirit is. It's a general feeling of emotional goodness. It's feeling good what? Emotionally. Christmas just feels what? Just feels good. Sure it does. So Christmas spirit feels good. Christmas spirit feels what? Right. I mean, sitting down watching a movie with the kids. Being silly. Playing. You know what I'm saying? Being crazy and decorating your house with lights. Aren't we crazy? Say. We're going to go outside, put lights up, string them up. Yeah. Some people go crazy. You know what I mean? Decorating a Christmas tree. We'll bring a tree from outside, put it in the house. Yeah, that's a good idea. Come on. Come on, girl, grab it. Come on. Here we go. We light it up. Aren't we crazy? But aren't we happy when we're doing it? Sure. Sure we are. Where does that feels good, feel right feeling come from? Say that with me. Where does that feel good, feels right feeling come from? I'm going to tell you where it comes from. Because I still got a brain, and I know Santa Claus couldn't pull this off, and I know that Happy Holidays couldn't pull this off. Are y'all listening to me? Say. Couldn't pull it off. Oh, and by the way, it couldn't inspire a man named Charles Dickens to write a book and it become a bestseller like it did. That just wasn't going to happen. Do you hear me? Where does this come from? True Christmas spirit comes from, say it with me, God the... Now you need to get that down. True, say it with me, true Christmas spirit comes from God the... Why you say that, preacher? Keep looking. Keep looking. One of my favorite verses in the Bible. You'd do well to memorize this verse and write it down. It can actually change your life about any good thing that ever happens in your life. Any good thing that ever happens. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from where? And it comes down from the Father of, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. Every good gift and perfect gift comes from where? Did you hear me or not? Don't take credit for it. Something good in your life, give God the credit. Amen? Say. Give God the credit for anything you've got, man. Every good thing comes from God, right? Sure it does. That's what the Bible says. Now, this gives real meaning to the Christmas tree, I think. That verse right there gives real meaning to the Christmas tree. Now, whether you have a Christmas tree or not, gives real meaning to it. Look at it. Every good and perfect gift comes down from the Father of lights. And that's what we do. We take a tree and we put lights on it. And underneath that tree, we put what? Hope you'll look at your Christmas tree a little different when you look at it. Everything I have, Father, comes from you. All those gifts, Not just the Christmas gifts. No, it's a bigger deal than that. My health, my anything I have, my home, my family, my friends, my country I live in, the church I go to, my crazy preacher. You hear me? Every good thing I have in my life, Father, when I look at that tree, I think of you. The Father of lights, every good gift comes from you. Are you hearing me today? Christmas spirit comes from the Holy Spirit. We light up a tree and we surround it with gifts at its base. And people can talk about, you shouldn't have a Christmas tree and all that. I find most people that say stuff like that are mean. They're trying to make a point. I saw a sign in town the other day at a church. I'm going to tell you something right now. It's a wonder I didn't get out and go inside. You know what it said? Here's what the sign said. Santa Claus isn't coming to town. And you know what? You can say what you want, and we're grown people. We know the truth. But to put a sign out by the road, just in my view, is hurtful. Say hurtful. You listening to me, yes or no? Say it with me. Well, yep. Well, the point is that we know that Christmas is about Jesus. We know that. We understand that. But God, that never has, I don't believe Christmas spirit ever gives us the right to be hurtful to people. Did you listen to me, yes or no? Be kind. That's Christmas spirit. That's Christmas spirit. Okay? Now, that's just Gary talking there. All right? I think if I got me a sign by the road, I can put, for God so loved the world. I can put Jesus saves. I can put He loves you. I don't think I need to be mean. Are you listening to me, Rod? You with me? Read this verse again. Every good and every what? Is from above and comes down from the Father of, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. Keep looking. Without God the Holy Spirit, there is no what? I want you to get that down. Without God the Holy Spirit, there is no what? There is no Christmas spirit. Santa Claus can't pull this off. I understand that. Sure. And I know Happy Holidays can't pull that off, and I know buying gifts and all that kind of stuff, and Macy's sure can't pull this off with a parade, can they? God the Holy Spirit is doing something. But don't discount, and it's just me going out a little limb here today, don't discount some of these other things that are making people happy, that are encouraging people. I think God likes us to be happy. You listening or not? And encouraging. Sure. In the Christmas narrative, in the Christmas story in Luke 2, Dr. Lindo wrote a great article in the newsletter on Luke. Luke's the only of the Gospels that really gives a Christmas story in its completeness. Luke was a doctor, by the way. Fitting that a doctor, wonder how many babies he helped birth, gave the Christmas story, which tells us the birth of not just Jesus, but also the birth of who? John. Luke also wrote the book of Acts, which gives the birth of the what? Church. So, in the Christmas narrative in the book of Luke, the Holy Spirit is seen what? Repeatedly making what? Read the Christmas story again. Look at Luke chapter 1 and chapter 2 and tell me later how many times the Holy Ghost shows up. How many times the Holy Ghost is mentioned? He was there then and he's here now. Amen. You listening? The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of Christmas. He's seen working and empowering. Let's pop up a few of them real fast. Zacharias, John the Baptist's father. He was told he was going to have a son, his wife, in their old age. He didn't believe, so he was made dumb. And if you don't believe, you're dumb. That's what the Bible teaches. If you don't believe in Jesus, it's a perfect illustration right there. If you don't believe in Jesus Christ and the power of God, we're just dumb. His father, he was made dumb until after the baby was born, and they said, call him Zacharias, and they asked his daddy, he's gave him a board to write on, John. And the Bible says, say it with me, and his father Zacharias was then what? Filled with the what? Holy Spirit, and he started speaking and prophesying. The Holy Spirit's all in the story of Christmas. Keep looking. Here's Elizabeth, his wife, remember? Remember the wife of Zacharias? Mary came,
had been told by the angel, you're going to be filled with the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit's going to come over you and you're going to have a child. Call that child Jesus. He's going to be the Son of God. It came to pass that when she went to visit Elizabeth, of course, the Spirit led her that way, right? For encouragement. Elizabeth, her cousin, older cousin, heard the salutation of Mary, and the babe that was already in Elizabeth, about 6 months old, that's baby John, did what? Leaped. If you look back, or we might see it here in a second, the Bible says baby John was filled with the Holy Ghost in his mother's womb. Did you know that? It says it. Holy Spirit has always been there at the Spirit of Christmas. Are you kidding me? It's all about Him. He's making it happen. And so what happened? After that, the baby leaped in Elizabeth, whoop, and Elizabeth was filled with the what? With the Holy Ghost. We're talking about the Spirit of Christmas this morning. Baby John, we do have it up here. Verse 15, the prophecy is being made that you're going to have this child. Zacharias, of course, he didn't believe it. The angel says he's going to be great in the sight of the Lord. He shall drink neither wine nor strong drink, and he shall be what? Filled with the Holy Ghost. But wait a minute, it says this. Say that part with me. Even from his mother's womb. Are you getting the gist of the message today? What's the spirit of Christmas? Where's this feels good feeling come from? Where does this gift giving and how does it happen? I believe the Holy Spirit's behind it all. Because every good what? Gift comes from where? From above. That's my thought today. So, the babe leaped in her womb, the Bible says. We saw that already. But wait, Mary, the Holy Spirit. We're talking about the Christmas Spirit and the Holy Spirit at Christmas. The first Christmas. The angel answered and said unto her, the Holy what? Shall come upon you. The power of the what? Shall overshadow you. Therefore also that what? Holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the what? You listening today? You hearing me? The Holy Spirit is responsible for Christmas spirit. It's a miracle. Don't you think Christmas is a miracle? Say. Not just the Christmas story. Stop and just think about what happens. People all year, maybe, that would never lift their voice to even sing praise to God, they go to a building and they go, joy to the world, the Lord is come. How's that happen? It's like God, the Holy Spirit, says, I'm going to grab you by the neck, and you're going to praise me. You know what the Bible says? One day every knee shall what? And every tongue will what? And we're getting a little preview every Christmas of how our world can be crazy. And God steps in and goes and jerks the chain a little bit. Are you hearing me? That's just what I'm talking about today. Simeon, after Christ was born, behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. The same man was just. He was devout. He was waiting for the consolation of Israel. He was waiting for the Messiah to come. That was his desire. And the Holy Ghost was what? Was upon him. Oh, and by the way, he makes it into the story. I think the Holy Spirit who inspires Scripture wants to tell you how he's there. Okay? And he mentions even this guy. And it was revealed unto him by the what? That he should not what? Before he had seen the Messiah. And it happened. And he also made a prophecy about Jesus, about how he would be killed. If you read that on through. So the Holy Spirit. Raj, there never was a Christmas spirit without the what? And there never will be. Now we've got several things we want to do. I believe the Christmas spirit comes from the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit of God. If you want to ask, you can say Pastor Clark believes that. You might think I'm kooky. It's okay. I think my answer is a lot better than any answer I can get otherwise. How does this world just change? How do people start doing what they do? I believe God, the Holy Spirit, is just working. That's why we need to take advantage of it, guys. God, the Holy Spirit's working. That's why we need to reach out to people. Did you know what day your pastor was saved on? Gary Clark was saved on? Guess what? The 18th of December, the Sunday before Christmas. That's when I got saved in my drunk mama. Somehow the Holy Spirit, the living God, touched my mama around Thanksgiving time. And drew us to Christ. I know not all of us are like that. We're not all saved.
How many started coming to church around Christmas time? Can I see your hand at Fellowship Church? You started coming at Christmas time. There's one back there I see. Over here some. Back in here some. Hey, to have 6, 8, 10 in an audience, that's pretty good. I'm saying God's doing something. Don't sell this time short. God's working. I believe Christmas spirit at its fullness. This is Gary talking. I believe the Christmas spirit at its fullness embodies, say this with me, all the fruits of the Spirit. I believe the Christmas spirit at its fullness. If you were to tap into the Christmas spirit to the max, I believe you'll find that it embodies the fruits of the Spirit. Let's look at them real quick. The fruit of the Spirit is what? Say it with me. Love. Stop right there. Do we hang balls on the Christmas tree that say love, joy, peace sometimes? Sure we do. Long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance, or keeping your control. You ever seen somebody he lives out of control pretty near all year long, but at Christmas time he can pull it together? You ever seen that? Yes or no? I have. Crazy. Against such there is no law. Let's break it down real fast, Raj. Christmas spirit. Love. It's a sacrificing love. Joy is the presence of God. Peace is knowing that you're forgiven and that you have a right relationship with God. Long-suffering is patience. Gentleness is that word, say it with me, kindness. Kindness. We're supposed to speak the truth in what? We're never called to be unkind. You can stand on your truth all day long, but if you're unkind, that's not Christmas spirit. Did you hear me? Be kind. Goodness, that's giving. Faith, that's believing. Meekness, that is a humility. And temperance is keeping yourself under control or keeping self-control. That is Christmas spirit. Here is no Christmas spirit. You don't care. Well, then you don't have Christmas spirit. No presence of God in your life. I don't need Him, don't want Him, don't want a thing to do with Him. You don't have Christmas spirit. Did you hear me? No contentment. You don't know where you're going. You don't know what you're up to. You don't know what. Well, whatever. No peace in your life. That's no Christmas spirit. No patience. I just don't like it, man. Go of all people everywhere. Why can't you just get me my stuff? That's not Christmas spirit, guys. Say. You gotta have a coupon. Do you see it? No kindness. Hey, I'm all for standing for the truth. But I don't want to blatantly just go out and hurt people. Did you hear me say? No giving. All getting. Give, you know, no giving. Or you don't give a rip to give to something, somebody else. You don't have the Christmas spirit. No belief. Are you listening? It's sort of sad, isn't it? Oh, by the way, this is sort of happy holidays over here sometimes. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it ain't really because it's so, I mean, I understand where people are coming from. My point is though, that's what happy holidays can get you. This is what the Holy Spirit of the living God can get you. Amen? Are you listening? Can we thank the Holy Spirit of the living God for getting me this? This is what I want. No humility. No humility. It's all about me. Get out of my way. Move. It's my seat. I got here early. And then temperance, self-control. What does that mean? No sense. Just act like a fool. No Christmas spirit is having to get your spirit from a bottle. Say that with me. No Christmas spirit is having to get your spirit from a what? A bottle. And by the way, we call alcohol, what do we call it? Spirits. You give me the Christmas spirit and you give me the Holy Spirit. Amen? That's what I want to fill me up. Are you listening today? Where's Christmas spirit come from? I know I'm goofy. What else, Raj? We got to go. Time's out. Is that it? Okay, good. You got a fruit basket? You broke the fruit basket? It won't pop up. I told you the Christmas tree gives me its new meaning to me because of James, every good and perfect gift comes from a God. From God. How many of you remember as a kid getting a fruit basket? Can I see your hand? How many still you sort of put out fruit at Christmas? Can I see your hand? Some fruit and stuff? This idea that Christmas spirit is from the Holy Spirit, that it's from the fruits of the Spirit, it gives new meaning to the fruit basket. You listening or not? Where do things come from? Mama used to get it. We didn't have much, but there they were. We never had them all year long. But then these little orange tangerines show up. We're in Carolina. We don't know nothing about them things. We like them, though, because you can peel them really quick and eat them. Oranges, apples. How many remember that? Maybe next time when you see one, you'll think of him. Amen? I know this is a little goofy message, but hey, like I said, books have been written on it. You ask 10 people, you get 10 different answers. I believe the best answer is the answer I've given you today, that Christmas spirit comes from the Holy Spirit. Amen? Can you say that with me? Christmas spirit comes from the... Let's praise the Lord for His Word this morning. Amen? Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. Let's...